Blog Talk Radio.
Are you going to show this Tuesday? Can you do Danger? Can you do Danger this Tuesday?
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. How you doing, man?
I'm good. This is Skid from Bad Boy and Dream Big.
Yeah, man. I apologize about that earlier, man. I don't know. We have some tech issues over here, man. You know what happens over at radio, man. But thank you so much for taking time out to come on, man. So how you been doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm great, man. Having a nice, busy year. Going good.
Mm-hmm. Do me a favor and let my listeners know who you are, man.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Let my listeners know who you are.
Okay, this is Senator Skid, A&R from Bad Boy Records. I'm also the manager for Daddy's House Recording Studio, which is Puff's recording studio. And I also am a member of Dream Big Hustle Hard management firm. And I'm just an all-around renaissance guy.
Okay. So tell me and tell my listeners, man, how did this all begin for you, man, and what inspires you, what gave you the idea to want to get in, step into the music industry?
All right, cool. Well, for me, my story is basically when I was maybe around 8 years old, I had a cousin who was into DJing, and I used to see him with turntables, and just like seeing a turntable at like my eye height kind of just amazed me. And he kind of showed me, you know, introduced me into music, and, you know, between uncle is where I learned music. My uncle always played records, and that kind of led into me, you know, wanting to do my own group. And from doing parties and playing records, everybody else's music, kind of led me wanting to do my own group. And around the time, I had a group, and we were just doing music, just trying to, you know, just trying to live the dream. You know, that was like early mid '90s. So we were just trying to live the dream and just, you know, make our own music. And that didn't really materialize because, you know, we were young and we didn't really have direction. And once I graduated out of high school, I kind of got into wanting to make my own beats and being a producer. So I moved to New York from Florida, and I was signed to two small independent labels as a producer. And that didn't really work out for me the best way, but I met a lot of people because I was also an engineer at this recording studio. So I learned engineering, I did DJing, and I was into producing. And through that, you know, I went going around to shop my own music. I started figuring out the A&R is the guy who really is the person that can, you know, make you or break you for, you know, a new producer.
Right.
And, I didn't really get into that because I did a lot of odd jobs while I was trying to, you know, sell my own music. It's not easy like that, and it's not a type of job where you're going to make money every week or something like that. You know, that's a hustle. It's almost like, you know, being in the streets. You got to really hustle for that money.
Right.
And it's really, you know, I didn't really have the time, and, you know, this was too much hustling for me. I didn't really want to do that. And so I was doing odd jobs for around 2 years, and I met Conrad DeMont, who was the senior director of A&R at Bad Boy at the time. And he kind of asked me if I knew how to work Pro Tools, and I was really good with engineering. So I said, yeah, man, I know that like the back of my hand. And he asked me, did I know how to work the boards, like the SSL and the Neve, these professional boards. And I didn't, but I told him I did. You know, in my mind, I'm like, man, it's just a board. I've been on a little Mackie board, so what's the difference? It's just a board.
Right.
So, you know, in my mind, I said I could do it. And you know, they needed someone to do that. At Daddy's house, they needed a person to kind of keep track of everything, of all of the files, songs, and do edits, radio edits, and video edits. And I did it. I told them I could do it, and I just took it, and I said I'm going to do it, and I figured it out. And So I was there for a few years, and that's kind of like what got me into it. You know, I went from DJing to producing to engineering to wanting to, you know, get my own sound out, and then to, you know, now I'm like the person who's studying other people's sound and picking what is, you know, a new hot sound from new people that are coming out.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just gonna say, like, for now, I mean, now I've been the A&R there for, and this is around, you know, I've been over at Bad Boys for 7 years now.
Okay.
So
you got a little Tommen over there. So how do you feel right now with what you've accomplished and where you are right now?
I feel good. I feel like life is a process of just moving forward. You know, I think that I think in the short time that I've been there, I've seen a lot of things, and more than anything, I've learned a whole lot of, you know, what to do and kind of what not to do. You know, through some of the mistakes that we've made and I've made. You know, it's like a learning experience, and I really feel good at the point where I'm at, and because I feel like I have a good, bright future that I'm working on, and I'm just really staying focused on the future, because sometimes I think people get caught up in right now. Sometimes right now is not always what you wanted, but, you know, I feel good, man. I'm happy to wake up, you know. I'm happy with simple things, so sometimes the complex things, I don't even really notice the bad or good of it, because I'm so happy with just waking up.
How did you get connected with the Big Dream Hustle Hard stuff? How did you get connected with that?
What happened with that is, this is maybe, I guess, 2 years now. 2 years ago, Hope was looking around. We've been looking around for records for Last Train to Paris, and came through a friend of mine, Jay Hatch, who works with High Standard Producers. He told me I need to see this guy, Lex, who has a dope writer, and he has some dope producers. And he said that, you know, I took the meeting because, you know, I don't really like, I'm be honest, I'm taking a lot of meetings because it's just, you know, I like to hear something first and then see if the meeting is something I want to do, because there's so many people want to take meetings. I just really have to be specific and particular with who I do it with. So, but anyway, I met with Hatch, so, you know, he said, take the meeting, man, and I took it, and Lex came over to the studio, and we met, and he came with Explicit, and we was listening to some music, and I think he played a CD with, like, maybe 18 joints, and it got to, like, the last joint or something. And he played the Diddy Bop record. And I said, this is right here, like, it's two extremes. Either Puff is going to say it's too corny, or he's going to love it. Because, you know, it had a vibe about it that's, you know, kind of like the Atlanta vibe. And it was just something that was pertinent to the time. And so, like, I met Lex through that deal. Like, you know, we went back and forth and made the deal work and made everyone happy with it. And that's how I met Lex. And, you know, I always told him, man, like, we definitely got to do something else. I just love his vibe. And, you know, we kind of both felt the same way about each other. And, you know, we just kept in contact and figured out how to make something work together. So now we're doing this Dream Big, Hustle Hard thing. And we're just really trying to help people get to the next level. And, you know, send good energy to people.
Well, congratulations on everything, man. But what's next for you besides the talent showcase?
Yeah, well, what's next is, you know, the talent showcase is in full swing. We're going state to state, you know, trying to really give out some good information and try to see who's out there, what type of acts are out there. We're trying to find people to work with. Can help grow as our brand grows, and you know, I have a lot of good things going on with Bad Boy next. You know, it's a few new groups that, you know, we into. You know, even with Bad Boy, it's a new beginning, And, you know, it's not like anything that it was before. So people who, you know, think they know what we're doing at Bad Boys, man, you just be shocked. It's a brand new situation. And, over there, it's like I feel really good about what's going on, you know. It's like it's not really any pressure. We just moving forward, man. We got a lot of nice, new, young energy. And we just really trying to keep moving forward, man, and keep the train moving. We got this Last Train of Paris album coming out on June 22nd. And the energy is starting to rev up for that. And, you know, just great music, man. Just trying to change people's perception of the music industry. It's not all bad, as they say, you know. You're going to get some good music.
I have to shout out Janelle Monae, of course. She's a, if I'm not mistaken, a Bad Boy artist. I met her over at BET a few weeks ago. We did the tape for the phone. We had to cut her backstage and meet her. So I thought I would really shout her out. But I'm not going to take up all your time. I know you're busy, man, as well as myself. But I want you to give you a shout out, man. And, you know, whatever you want my listeners to know, man, go ahead.
Okay, well, I want to shout out the boss, Mr. Combs, Puff. I want to shout out Hart Pierre, my partner in crime, Bad Boy Hughes, Yugi. Shout out all my people from Daddy's House that helped me on a daily basis. Shout out to Lex, Dream Big, Hustle Hard, the whole movement. We're going to keep this thing moving. Shout out my brother, Slim, on the beats. We're just keeping it moving, man. I got to take this call, so I want to thank you, man, again, and let's definitely continue to talk.
All right, man. You'll be blessed, man.
Okay, same to you. Thank you, sir.
All right, man.
All right.
Oh, My chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger.
I'm saying my chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, badder than yours. My chick do stuff that I can't even put in words. Her swagger don't stop, her body won't quit. So full pipe down, you ain't talking about shit. My chick bad, tell me if you seen her. She always bring the racket like Venus and Serena. All white top, all white belt, and all white jeans, body looking like milk. No time for games, she's full grown. My chick bad, tell your chick to go home.
My chick bad. My chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger.
Now your girl might be sick, but my girl sicker. She rides that dick and she handles her liquor. I'll knock a bitch out and fight. Coming out swinging like Tiger Woods' wife. Yeah, she could get a little hasty. Chicks better cover up their chest like pasty. Couple girlfriends and they all a little crazy. Coming down the street like a parade. Macy. I fill her up. Balloon. Test her and guns get drawn like cartoons. But I ain't talking about Homer. Chick so bad the whole crew on the phone.
My chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that she chick wish she could. My chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that she chick wish she could. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger.
Now all these bitches wanna try and be my bestie, but I take a left and leave them hanging like a testy. Last top to them, then I brought them and I hefty. Running down the board, I'm dunking on them, Lisa Leslie. It's going down, basement, Friday the 13th, guess who's playing Jason? Tuck yourself in, you better hold on to your teddy. It's nightmare on Elm Street, and guess who's playing Freddy? Chef cooking for me. They say my shoe came crazy. The mental massage was looking for me. You a rookie to me. I'm in that wham bam, verbal bam bam. Bitch, you been a fan.
Don't get scared now.
My chick do stuff disturbing that your chick wish she could. My chick bad.
What?
My chick hood.
What?
My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad. Baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad. Baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad. Baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad.
And when we all alone,
I might just trip off.
He flies down the pole
like a certified stripper.
When we all alone,
I might just trip off.
He flies down the pole.
Like a certified
when we all alone,
I might just tip off.
She slides down the pole
like a certified.
sorta like we used to do. Cause you know it's overdue. Maybe we can, if you ain't got other plans, I know something we can do. Girl, you know it's overdue.
And you have time to yourself. Think of all the love that you get from me, that you can't find nowhere else. When you're far away and not around, and temptation fills your heart, think of all the ways that I'm faithful, babe. But to replace me would be hard, cause there's nobody. You can even